ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Harias is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Rabinowitz. Le'ilei Nishmas, Yisachar Aryeh ben Rafael Elchanan.
We're learning Maseches Harias, Daf Yud Aleph. We're starting from the top of Daf Yud Aleph, and Min Aleph, Tanu Rabbanan. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Me'am Ha'oritz Prat L'Mashiach, Me'am Ha'oritz Prat L'Nasi. Since it says by the Chatas HaYachid, Me'am Ha'oritz, so that's a miut that a Nasi and the Kohen Mashiach is not Chayav Kisven Seira. So the Gemara asks, V'loi Kvay Yotzu Mashiach Lidin Bepar, and Nasi Lidin Besar? Why do you need an extra Miyat Me'am Ha'oritz? You already know that a Kohen Mashiach brings a par, and a Nasi brings a sar. And the Gemara was naming on that that's clear from the Pesukim, you don't bring two Karbanis. So since you have a Chayav by a Kohen Mashiach to bring a par, and by a sar, by a Nasi to bring a sar, so that alone tells you there's no kisva seira. So the Gemara says, no, you need the pasuk. Sheyachol Mashiach al helam davim shigas ma'isim evi par, al shigas ma'isil chudim evi kisva seira, tam aleim ma'am ha'aretz prat l'mashiach. So you need the miyat, because we know that a kayin Mashiach has really two differences between a kayin Mashiach and a yachid. First of all, a kayin Mashiach brings a par, and the Yachid brings a kisva seira. But second of all, Kai Mashiach only brings a parak. We learned this at the beginning of the second parak. If you have helam davim shigas maisiv, the Kai Mashiach has a psak, and his psak was a tais, because you learn it from Lashma Sa'am, Mashiach Katsibur. And that's the only time there's a parak Kai Mashiach. So we would think they're good. And maybe when the Torah makes a parasha of parak Kai Mashiach, that's because of Kai Mashiach has a din of helam davim shigas maisiv, that when he has a Hayrah, which was a tais, then he has a din of a par. When he doesn't have hayrah, when it's a schav v'chel v'shuma, maybe then he's like a regular yachid, he brings a kisra seira, kamashma, no, that's the only chatas a kayim Mashiach could have is a par kayim Mashiach, which only comes on helam dov and shigas maisa, and there is no din of kisra seira by kayim Mashiach. So the Gemara says, Tenech Mashiach, so that's very good why the Brisa said, Me'amar it's pratla Mashiach, elanasi b'shigas maisa de maisi. By Nasi, there is no chilik between what a Nasi is chayiv on and what a Hedyot is chayiv on. The only chilik is which carbon they bring. Then a Nasi brings a sar, and the Yachid brings a kisvei seira. So why do we need the pasuk me'am ha'aretz prat l'nasi? Tebig lei is bringing a sar, and avad the Gemara name zani wouldn't bring two karbanis. So the Gemara says, Amrav zid mishrei derav, ha'chem ha'eskin en shkachol k'zai eskelev k'shu Hedyot, v'nisman, v'akach nei delay. He ate the k'zai his Chaylev when he was a Hedyot, then he became a Melech, and then he was Neidolai. Salkadai dechamina nesi kisvei se'ira, kamash molon. So to be a havimina, he'd bring a kisvei se'ira, kamash molon, he doesn't. So Gemara says, Hanichal Erb Shimon da ozul basi yediya, el Rabbanon da ozul basi chatoa ma'ikal emema. That would be very good according to Erb Shimon that goes basi yediya, meaning osi yediya. And Erb Shimon holds you need two components for the chiyuv. And both components have to be for the same chiyuv. So according to Reb Shimon, it's very good. You can learn the pasuk is teaching you that when he ate a kezayis, when he did the chait, when he was a hedyot, and the idea happened when he was a nasi, kamash mon that yipater. But according to Rabbanan, they hold in that case yichayiv. So what's the pshat? What's the pasuk coming to teach you? Elam Rav Zvid Mishmed, Rav Hachames, Yinan Ganshacha Chatzi Kezayis Chaylev Kshu Hedyot, V'nismane V'shlimay V'akach Neidolay. He ate a chatzi zayis with a hedyot, and a chatzi zayis when he was a melech. Sal gnei dechamin in its tayef, and esi kisse seira kamash molon. You need the pasuk to teach you that a chatzi zayis when he's a hedyot, and a chatzi zayis when he's a nasi is not mitztayef. So the shaila is, what's the pshat in the Gemara that according to Reb Shimon, he used the pasuk to teach you when he's chate kashu hedyot, and it was noidele kashu nasi, he doesn't bring a carbon. It's not Masher Reb Shimon knew that din from Exeris HaKosov. It's Masher Reb Shimon held that din Misvara. The Gemara never brings this as a makar to Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon needs a pasuk to teach you the din. And now, and this is the pasuk Me'am Ha'aretz, and also it's very shver. If Reb Shimon is taka learning out the din from the pasuk Me'am Ha'aretz, so where is it an extra pasuk? You need Me'am Ha'aretz Prat L'Mashiach to teach you that a Kayim Mashiach doesn't bring on Shigas Maisa. There's no two psukim. It's one pasuk, Me'am Ha'aretz. So how do you know to say Me'am Ha'aretz Prat L'Nasi and learn out this Chiddush Din that you go Basi Yediyah? And also, Reb Shimon doesn't only go Basi Yediyah by Nasi. The Gemara in Daf Gimel Shtel Zitzu to the Din of of Parhelm Davishal Tzibur, with Rubim Shenismatu, the Gemara in Ksuvish tells this to other dinim. It's not only a din by Seir Nasi that Shimon holds this way. He holds this way, but Kayim Mashiach, even though we need the Pasuk to teach you, that's not a Kayim Mashiach doesn't bring Mashigas Maisa. And also, Mistamar Rav Shimon agrees to the Rabbanan's drasha that when he ate half a gazayis when he's a hedyan and half a gazayis when he's a nasi, he's potter. So how does Rav Shimon know from the pasuk that even when he ate a gazayis when he's a hedyan and he was noidelowench when he's nasi, he's potter? Now, the Karanari says that the pshan of the Gemara is the lomdus of me'am ha'oritz prat l'nasi, me'am ha'oritz prat l'mashiach is the havmina would be that enochinam avada. We know already a kai mashiach brings a par and a nasi brings a sar, and we know also that you can't be mechayev to karbanis. But the havmina is that there's still a mechayev of kisvus ira even for a kai mashiach and for a nasi. Navas dev about this also a mechayev of par for kai mashiach, and there's also a mechayev of sar for nasi. So that's mafkia the chiyuv of kisvus ira. But in a case where a kohen mashiach wouldn't be chayiv apar, or in a case where a kohen, where sar wouldn't be chayiv, anasi wouldn't be chayiv asar, so then they'd have the mechayiv of kisvus ira. Stipe also says this earlier in the first parak in Simon Gimel, because you have a similar type of thing. Let's say by parhelam davish l'tzibur, if you hold that yachet shasa baras bezdin is chayiv, and that's how the Rambam paskins. The pshat is that when you taka have a mechayiv of a tzibur sh'asur bras bezin, the mechayiv of the parhelm davish l'tzibur, that patis. But when you don't have a mechayiv of the parhelm davish l'tzibur, so then it's your tachin to say that every yachid is chayiv a karbon. Because the yachid batsim would be chayiv a kisvis ira. Novas then, if you have the haraz bezin with the tzibur, so mele you have a mechayiv of a parhelm davish l'tzibur, that patis the yachid in his chayiv. But when you don't have it, then the yachid will be chayiv. So same thing you'd say by a mashiach and a nasi. That avada, if you have the mechayiv of parakai mashiach or seir nasi, that would avada part of the kisvus ira. But when you don't have a mechayiv of parakai mashiach and seir nasi, so then you would have a mechayiv of kisvus ira. That's the pshat in the mit. Now, fact the gemara, but what's it negeya? You always have a mechayiv of parakai mashiach and seir nasi. So what's it negeya that you don't have a mechayiv of kisvus ira? Typically, even if you would have a mechayiv of kisvus ira, would always be a ptur because of the parakai mashiach and sir nasi. So by kai mashiach, the Gemara says, I have a pashut answer. A kai mashiach is only a mechayiv when you have helm dav and shigus maisa. So you would think when you don't have helm dav and shigus maisa, you have shigus maisa greater than a schal v'chel of a shuman. You would say that it'd be chayiv of kisvus ira. Me'el me'ama oretz tells you no, there is no mechayiv of kisvus ira by kai mashiach. So me'ele, even when you don't have the mechayiv of parakai mashiach, like when you don't have helam davar, so me'ele, let's tell you a chiddush that you won't have the mechayiv of kisvus ira by chay gavna also. But then fate the gemara, but nasi, where's the case of nasi that you won't have a mechayiv of asir nasi? So that the gemara says we have Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is avada not from Exeris Akasa. Reb Shimon is his svara. Reb Shimon owes me svara that you need two things. You need a chait and the yediyah that two components to the chiyuv. And if the chait has one mechayiv and the yediyah has a second mechayiv, so then they can't be mitzdarev to make any either chiyuv. You don't have a chait and any yediyah of this chiyuv. You don't have a chait and yediyah of that chiyuv. You don't have anything. Not like the rabbanon that hold that the chait alone is the mechayiv, the yediyah is not tnai. So if you have a chait with one chiyuv and you have a yediyah, then you could have the mechayiv mitzad the chait. Reb Shimon holds you need both. So according to Reb Shimon, it's negay the pasuk. Because if be'etzim, a nasi would be able to have a mechayiv of a kisvay seir, novas then, the seir nasi is mafkir that chiyuv, so b'chay gavna that he was, had a chait when he was a hedit, and a yediyah when he was a nasi, so oibazai can't have a mechayiv of a seir b'chay gavna, because you're missing the chait. The chait was when he was a hedit. But you could have a mechayiv of kisvus seira. Why? Because a nasi is not mufka from a kisvus seira. A nasi could have a chiyuv of kisvus seira. It's only the mechayiv of the sar that's mefkia. So memela, when you have the chay when he's a hedid, and the yediyah when he's a nasi, he would bring a kisvus seira. Because you have a chayt of kisvus seira, and you have a yediyah of kisvus seira, and you don't have a chayt of nasi, so you don't have a mechayiv of sir nasi mefkia. I've damzak the pasuk, no. a Nasi can't have a Mechayev of Kisvus Seira. So mainly you'd be Potter. Because since a Nasi can't have a Mechayev of Kisvus Seira, and you need the Yediyah also, Izazel Basi Yediyah, so Kumtas, you don't have neither Mechayev of Sar, nor the Mechayev of Kisvus Seira. But according to the Rabbanan, that the Yediyah is not Negeya to the Mechayev, so mainly if he has a Chay when he's a Hedit, and a Yediyah when he's a Nasi, so Avad, he'd bring a Kisvus Seira. So how do you learn the Pasuk, and when is it Negeya that a Nasi doesn't have a Mechayev of Kisvus Seira? So Gemara says, very good. If you have a Chatzis Zayis when he's a Hedit, and a Chatzis Zayis when he's a Nasi, so then you don't have a Mechayev of Nasi, because he only had a Chatzis Zayis when he's a Nasi. So sorry, you certainly can't bring. But you would think that, again, a Nasi is also a Hedit. If you don't have Me'ama or it's Pratla Nasi, so Nasi really could technically have a Kisvei Seira. It's only the Seir Nasi is Mefkiyat. A Seir Nasi is not going to have any way because you don't have a full Kizayis when he's a Nasi. So Melikim, it's Tarif, the Chatzis Zayis when he's a Nasi, with the Chatzis Zayis before, to Mechayiv him a Kisvei Seira, because the Nasi is also Bechal Kisvei Seira. If them come to Pasuk, Me'amar, it's Pratla Nasi, that a Nasi has no Mechayiv of Kisvei Seira, and Mel, it's Pasha, the two Chatzis Zayis can't be Mitztarif, because one of them would be Mechayiv and Mekisvei Seira. The other one, Bedafka, sorry, not a Kisvei Seira. So, Mel, you don't have a Chiv of either one. As Isaac the Kerenari Gavaldik, the Lamdas of the Gemara. And the Stipler says, the Chazanish says it. Now, what bothering the Kerenari is, in Chayat Sakhav Erishmer, the Rashi Divim Maskel Salkadat, the Chamin de Mitztarif, I mean, Rashi Maskel Kamash Malon, he says, Ukai Gav the Nami Le Maisi Sor, the Le Mitztarifi Klal, he wouldn't bring neither a Kisvei Seira nor a Sar. Who would then the Matzulmei Masalk Dain Dechamin and Itztarif and Icy Sar? Who would then the be a half a minute to bring a Sar? Elimishun the Quran Kamishtoi be Kisvei Seira. The Chayyot's very shred. There's no half a minute that'll bring a Sar. You don't need a Pasuk to Mamayit that he doesn't bring a Sar. Only a Nasi brings a Sar. If you don't have the full Kizayis when he's a Nasi, Avadi can't bring a Sar. You need the Me'ama Oritzi Mefkir that he doesn't bring a Kisvei Seira. Because you would think that a Nasi Betzim also could bring a Kisvei Seira. Now, the Seir Nasi is Mefkiah, but if the Seir Nasi wouldn't be Mefkiah, so a Nasi could also bring Kisvei Seira. So, if either there'd be the Havimani, he'd bring a Kisvei Seira. What does Rashi mean? There'd be a Havimani, he brings a Sar, but Sarachiyat. But that's how the Karanaya and other Achrainim learned the Lamdas of the Gemara. The Ik Lamdas of Me'am Aretz Pratla Mashiach, Ma'am Aretz Pratla Nasi is that you would think a Mashiach and Nasi is also a Hedit. He's a Hedit plus. Grada, if he has the Mechayev of the Karban Parakai Mashiach, that would be Mefkiah, the Kisvei Seira. Grada, if he has the Mechayev of the Seir Nasi, that would be Mefkiah, the Kisvei Seira. But whenever a Nasi or a Mashiach would do a Chait, and for whatever reason, they wouldn't be able to be a Mechayev of a Parakai Mashiach or a Seir Nasi, so then even the Chait mitzad the Nasi and the Karban Mashiach would be Mechayev, the Kisvei Seira. Kamashmala, no. A Nasi can't bring a Kisvei Seira. A chait that he does else Nasi cannot be Mechayev a Kisvei Seira be'etzim. A chait that does Kayim Mashiach can't be Mechayev a Kisvei Seira be'etzim. Now, if you mean by Kayim Mashiach, if all you have is Shigas Maisa, and by Nasi, if it's Mitztarif, the half a Gezai assaults Nasi with the half a Gezai assaults Hedyot. Now, the interesting are on the Sugya, the Gemara says, we're talking about he ate a Chatzis Zayis when he was a Hedyot, it was a Smana v'Shlimai. Now we know that you only chayev a carbon if you did Kazayis b'chdei achilas pras. So there are achronim that are bothered, the Aderis and the Skadushim, the Elif Amogain, the Lashain Zov, that what's the pshat, how's it shayich? He ate half a Kazayis when he's a Hedyot, half a Kazayis when he's a Nasi, that should be more than achilas pras. The Emes is a Taisa Rosh as Mefurish that he ate it b'chdei achilas pras. He says, "Klar, it was b'chdei achilas pras." That there is throws in that you need a soul Sanhedrin to make him into a nasi. Rather, it takes time, but I don't have the kasha so stark. Lamaisa, there's a time where he's a hedyot, and then in one regan, he becomes a chalais nasi. So it could be. I mean, well, it took him a long time until they made from the hedyot to a nasi, until the process was going. But that whole time of the process, he's still a hedyot. So it could be at the time that Megan Manasi happened to be eating what he thought was Shuman, and he ate a Chatzis Zayis, and then they made him into a Melech, and he finished up the Chatzis Zayis, he finished the sandwich. And later he found out that the whole thing was Chalev. It doesn't sound like such a shver echitimsa, because lemaisa, one ragged, becomes from hedya to nasi. Then a shayla is like this, when the gemara had a shayla in a siyas ma'amash atafsik, the next gemara, and the gemara says, hechi daming and shalcha chatzi zayis chelev kshu hedyat, when a smana v'ova v'shlimoi, so that's a shayin shner, because that's already a modern echitimsa, that all he was in melech was for less than the few minutes it takes to eat achilas pras. Vishlaim, if you didn't eat achilas pras, so he ate a half of gazayas when he was a hedyat, and 20 years later, when he was over from the Nesias, he had another half of a kezayis. But if the pshat is you need the two halves to be eaten b'chdei achilas pras, so Kuvdais, he was only in melech for a few minutes. How did that happen? Adaris was also bothered that he wouldn't even be called a melech, he thought. A melech for a few minutes, he wouldn't be called a melech. He never really got the malchus b'chalal. I mean, he says, maybe he can have echitimsa. The father died. So Mela, he was royal amalchus, so Mela, he didn't really need a minoy. Maybe a melech ben melech doesn't need a minoy, because his father dies, automatically he takes over. But a minute or two after his father died, the Bez and Agadol very, very quickly decided that he can't be the melech, because he's not royal for malchus, his brother's more royal than him. He's not mamali mekayim avaisa v'yir eschet. So Mela, they were mavrim right away. Or maybe he got saras right away. But that's not a much more modern echitimsa. That he can eat a chatzi zayis before he became a melech and finish the chatzi zayis b'chdei achilas pras after he was already over from the malchus. The Lashon Zav says that maybe chelev is lav dafka, maybe it's like melech Shabbos, if you write a ois, one ois shachris and one ois bein arbayim, then mitztarev, you don't need a chatzi achilas pras. The two chatzoyim melechus could be mitztarev. He says maybe even two different Shabbosos they could be mitztarev. So Mel, that could be the case, even though the Gemara says the case of Chalev, he says, good, the Gemara a lot of times likes using the case of Chalev for Chattis. If it won't fit for Chalev, it'll fit for another thing. He's a little bothered. The Rambam also says the case of Chalev. No, maybe the Rambam just says Lashon of the Gemara. Al-Kabanim, that's what they're bothered with. How's it shayach to have two Chatzai Zayis Mestarif that wouldn't be Bechdei Achilas Pras? And Taizer Rosh has called it, they are Bechdei Achilas Pras. Now, on the Inca Suffolk, the Gemara asked that Shaila, Baim Ne Ravim Rav Nachman, Nesiyas Ma'amash Atafsik. Is Nesiyas Mafsik? Because we know if he eats a half a gezayis when he's a hedyat, then half a gezayis he's a nasi, then not mitzdar if he doesn't bring either carbon. That's what the Gemara said. And the Shaila is, Nesiyas Tafsik, what's the case? Echi Doming, and Shaach Chatzi Zayis Kelv Shu Hedyat, Vinismana, Vavar, Vishlimai. He ate a Chatzi Zayis, he became a nasi, became ice nasi, he finished the Chatzi Zayis, and the Shaila is, do you say it's only when half a gezayis when he's a hedyat, half is a nasi, that can't be mitzdarif, because this half is a mechayiv of hedyat, and this half is a mechayiv of nasi? Or maybe no. Maybe it could be maybe even this case can't be mitzdarif, even though they're both hedyat, but the nasi in the middle breaks them up. So the Gemara says, let's bring a raya from Ulam Rabbi Yechanan. Because Ulam Rabbi Yechanan said, Ochel chayel avifish karm vehemir, v'chazer by hayel v'nitchi yidachem. If someone ate chaylev, he's mafresh a carbon, then he became a mummer, so he can't bring the carbon. A mummer can't bring a carbon, like the Gemara dashes right away. A mummer cannot bring a carbon. And then he did tshuva, so could he bring the same carbon? So Brechanan says no. So that should be a raya. So Gemara says no. Hachi ashta, mummer la barisui carbonu. Mummer can't bring a carbon altogether. Hai barisui carbonu, he is really roy to bring a carbon. Now this carbon, he can't bring a kisui siya, but he can bring a carbon, some amela. You wouldn't say he's nitche. So the Marshoya Sakasha, what's the haven of the Gemara to be parishat the Shaila for Mummer? By Mummer, even if he had a whole kezayis before he became a Mummer, we'd have the thing of Halom Nitche Yidachem, I mean, that's the case. He had a kezayis, and it was Mafresh a carbon, then he became a Mummer, and then he became Ois Mummer. So even though he ate an entire kezayis, we still say Halom Nitche Yidachem. Mashen Kane, by the case of Nasi, Hedyat and Nasi, if he ate a whole kezayis when he's a Hedyat, he brings a carbon even when he's a Nasi. There's Bechlal no Shaila. The whole suffix is if he ate a half a kezayis. So Al-Karchuk Mummer is different. Mummy, he's even nilch if he ate a whole kezayis. Elamai, you're going to have to say, because a Mummer is not a Barisui carbon. So what was the Havamina? So Shver Havamina, even though the Gemara Taka is Miyash of that, because the Mummer is not a Barisui carbon, but you see that Minei Ubein from the Din, because by Mummer the Dicha is even if he had a whole Kazayas. And here the dich is only fair to half a gezayis. So what was the pshat in the haven of the gemara? So I fik the marashal kasher. So the Karenari answers, and the Rishash also, I think, says, as Rishash says, the Bekitz and Imritz, I think it means the same thing, that if he ate a whole kezayis before he became a nasi, the Eid Stam can't be dichui, because, if I can't, even when he's a nasi, he brings the carbon. There's no problem of a nasi bringing a carbon on a chait that he did when he's the head yet. There's no problem with that. That's the halacha. That, even according to Rav Shimon, if he's neidah when he's a hedyet, so he brings the carbon al nasi. So if he ate the whole kezayis before he became a nasi, it's bechal not sheikh dichli there, because there's never a dichli bechal. Even b'shas he's a nasi, you don't even have to wait till he's over from the nasius. Even b'shas that he's a nasi, he can bring a carbon. So there's no hechatims of dichli there bechal. By a mummer can't bring a carbon on something which he did even when he wasn't a mummer. That's the halacha. A mummer is mafkia for bringing a carbon. So mele by a mummer, even though he ate a whole kezayis, there's a discussion of dichli. Because at this moment, he can't be mechayev a carbon for what he did. So mele is dichli. So mele, that can't be chayzev in here. But that can't apply by nasi on a kezayis he ate before he's a nasi. Because that he could bring a carbon. He could bring a carbon when he's a nasi on a chayt that he did when he's a hedyet. Now the dichli is on the chatzi zayis. He ate a chatzi zayis, so now that he's a nasi, this chatzi zayis can't be mitzarev with anything. Because if you need a chatzi zayis now, he wouldn't be chayev a carbon. So this chatzi zayis now can't be mitzarev with anything. So now that achilas chatzi zayis should be nidcha, and now it can't be mitzarev anymore with the chatzi zayis afterwards. That's a dinyan. As if you buy a mummer, he can't bring a carbon b'shas he's a mummer. So who would then, after he becomes a mummer, he can't bring that same carbon he was mafresh before he's a mummer because it became nidcha. So who and then, by the nasi, he can't be mitzarif anything to the chatzi zayis b'shas he's a nasi. So who and then, the chatzi zayis that happens afterwards, that can't be mitzarif to the original chatzi zayis because it's nidcha. Now, Bemis in the Karenari points out there's really another big chiluk though. Because by the case of Mummer, if he wasn't mafresh the carbon, that's clear that there's no dichli. Let's say someone did a chait when he wasn't a Mummer. And then he became a Mummer. And then he did tshuva from being a Mummer. Avadi, he brings the carbon. So the dichli is only because he was mafresh the carbon. So that Mrs. Rabbi Chanan, in Kaivit Shurim and Beyam, Ayishka Falaf, he says, why did Gemara bring a Raya Fakert? If you find by Mummer, even though he can't bring a carbon, B'shas that he's a Mummer, but nevertheless, as long as he wasn't Mafresh the carbon, the fact that he was a Mummer and he couldn't bring the carbon, that doesn't make him Ayish Mechayiv. And after he does Tshuva, he starts to bring a carbon on that very he did before he was a Mummer. So that should be a raya the other way. That should be a raya that there's no dichli. The dichli is dafka when you mafresh the carbon. When you're not mafresh the carbon, there's no dichli. So here he wasn't mafresh the carbon. So why don't you say that there shouldn't be considered dichli? So Rabbi Chanan says in Chesantis Svar, Rabbi Chanan says that when a person becomes a schayiv in a carbon, that he has to bring a carbon is not because of the original schayivus. That's because he's a height is mechuyev. Dichli is a pshat if you have to come on to the original thing. You have to come on to the original thing, so you say it's dachli. But Hashengen is chayvus of a carbon, Zakhtar Bochanan. Height is mechuyev in a carbon. He's right now mechuyev in a carbon. There's a chaloy schi of carbon that comes on. He becomes a mechusar carbon, and he remains a mechusar carbon. You don't need the original chiyev. Right now he has a mechayev of a carbon. When he eats a chatzi zayis, so he doesn't have a mechayiv. So the pshat is, you need that achilas chatzi zayis together with this achilas chatzi zayis. Since he came a shas of a ptur in between, a shas where there couldn't be a starfus in between, so maybe you lose yen a chatzi zayis. Mashayin came a chiyiv carbon, the pshat is, you don't need that chalais chiyiv. That chalais chiyiv made him a mechayiv. So hainti is a mechayiv. Daf Hashem the Svar. This Rabbi Chanan says it's in Kavod Shirim and Beyam Oischof Aleph. But it comes out very interesting that the Gemara made this dinyan, because like we're saying, the Kama Chilukim by Nasi, if he already became a mechuyev in the carbon, like the Karen Arya points out, there is bechlal no inyan of dichay because he never became pati, never became nitcha bechlal. A Nasi can bring a carbon. It's not like a mummer which can't bring a carbon. But there's another nekuda, like we're saying. Even by mummer, if he's already mechuyev in the carbon, even if he is nitcha, as long as he wasn't mafresh the carbon, that's also not called a dichay. Because once you're mechuyev, you're mechuyev. And that can never become nitcha, even if he came into a matzav in between where you couldn't bring the carbon. Because the chiv is not nitcha. Only that freshest carbon is nitcha. So what's the dimion that freshest carbon to the chatzi zayis? It's a little bit shrei to have him in a vaivaita. But I think the pshat is like this. The Gemara was medamed too in the prat that if a chiv goes off temporarily and comes back, do you look at it like it never went off? Or do you look at it that it went off and now comes a naya chiv, a naya matzav? Is that a return to the original matzav? Or no, sevechen a naya matzav. So if the pshat was he's nischayev, even by the case of mummer, even if it returns, even if it's a naya matzav, it doesn't matter. That's what Rabbi Chanan is saying, the naya matzav could also be mechayevim for the chayel of the eight before. You don't need to see the tziruf between now and before in order to be mechayevim. But the Gemara thought that since you find by mummer, the carbon that is mafresh becomes pasul, becomes nitcha. So Rabbi says, you don't return to the original matzav. You become a naya matzav. Because if you return to the original matzav, so the carbon shouldn't be pasul. It should be temporarily an ikov of being makrivit, but now it's chayzev and air to the original matzav. Elamai. You see, it doesn't work that way. You see, it doesn't return to the original matzav. So, oi bezai, hu adin, b'shas is an asi, achatzis ayis won't be mitzdarif. Now that it became a hedyon again, it doesn't return to the original matzav. It becomes an ayisach, and the two chatzis ayis will not be able to be mitzdarif. So even though the dinim are very different, by becoming a mummer, we're not discussing the chiyuv. We're discussing if the carbon remains kosher or not. If he was a mafresh carbon, avada the chiyuv would be there. So we're not discussing the chiyuv. Now Schenken here, we're discussing if the two chatzai zeis will be mitzdarif. But the Gemara held there was one shiloh. If someone goes to a matzav where he doesn't have the din anymore, and then he goes back to the original matzav, so is that chayzev and eir all the alta dinim? And if that would be true, so the carbon wouldn't become pasul, and also the two chatzai's eyes would be misarif. And if you're going to say no, it doesn't go back to the original thing. It starts a new thing. So then the carbon will remain pasul, and then the two chatzai's eyes will not be misarif. So that the Gemara makes the chilik, that if he's not a bar carbon klal, that's the site of the dichoy, so that can't be chayzev and eir. He doesn't go back to the original matzav. But if he's a bar carbon, just a different carbon, so then it could go back. Then we have a shaila. It could go back to the original matzah. That's how we understand the shakla v'tayi of the Gemara. This would also answer the Rambam, and the Karen Ari is ma'ir this. The Rambam doesn't pass like Rabbi Yochanan. The Rambam passes like Rav that holds ein balei chayim nidochem. The Rambam passes that if someone's a mummer, he's mafresh carbon, and then he's mafresh carbon, I mean he becomes a mummer, and then he's chayzer. He does bring the carbon. The carbon is not nitcha, ein balei chayim nidochem. But here, the Rambam paskins that it's a suffik. The chatzi zayis, he ate before, became a nasi, and then he became a nasi, and he was maver, and he ate the other chatzi zayis. It's a suffik. So, frek the Karen Ayra, what's pshat in the Rambam? The Gemara is mavur that even according to Rabbi Yochanan that says you're pasul, but here it's better. Rabbi Yochanan holds it's pasul, but here you could say that it's not nidcha because he's a barisuya carbon. And but Rav that holds it, it's kosher, so Rav holds in that case also it's not nidcha. So kosher in this case, it shouldn't be nidcha and shouldn't be mitzdarif. So the Kainari discusses this in Zvachim Nafid Beis and Beis, on Taisis the Maskal Hacha Karib Minidchi. And he says that if you hold like a B'yechanan, that there is dicha here, so behechuch it's not mitzdarif. Unless you say this chilik, that the dichoy of mumer is worse than the dichoy of nasi. But Rav holds that there's no dichoy by Balei Chayim. That's what Rav holds. Ain't Balei Chayim in Dachim. He learns that from mum either. Since you see that a mum either is not nidches, who would then there can't be dichoy by Balei Chayim? So in the nusach that I was saying, the pshat is that according to Rav Shita, which the Rambam Paskins like, even if it becomes a Kansanaya Matziv, even if it doesn't return to the original Matziv, but that doesn't pass through the carbon, just like we're saying, Lagabi, that's some Chiev of Inin Chalev. He has a Chiev carbon, it becomes a Mummer, he can't bring the carbon, now it becomes Ice Mummer, he's Chayev because of the original Chiev, even if it doesn't become the original Chiev, because a Chiev is not Nidcha. Like Rabbi Chanan's Lamdus, maybe, because the Chiev, you don't have to come on to before, it's a Chiev Altaint. Whatever the Lamdus should be. So Rav holds that who within a carbon does become Nidcha? Ein Balei Chayim Nidachin. So Mele, according to Rav, it's not Negeya. It's not Negeya if it becomes the original Matziv or becomes a new Matziv. The carbon won't be possible either way. And that's the Rambam Pesach. But the Gemara was bringing a Rai from Rabbi Eichanan. Rabbi Eichanan's Balei Chayim Anidachin. But in order to be Nidcha, it has to be that the matziv is nifsak and it doesn't go back to the original matziv. So that you see from Rabbi Eichanan, that by mumr it doesn't go back to the original matziv. And that the Gemara says mumr is worse because mumr is not a bayisi carbon klal. So that way would be a raya. If Rabbi Eichanan says it's possible, that's a raya that is not going back to the original matziv. But Rav that says it's kosher is not a raya that is going back to the original matziv. Rav that says kosher goes, ain't balachayim nidachim. Posh it, now it ends in the Rambam. So the Karenari Red Zayis, that Lefin Zeh, it will come out L'chayr Pashet, if someone eats a Chatzi Zayis Chelev before he becomes a Mummer, and then he becomes a Mummer, and then he does Tshuva, and then he eats the other Chatzi Zayis Chelev, Avada won't be Mitzdarif. That's Takatoli HaBaha. Just like the carbon becomes Pasul, that'll be Pashet, that it won't be Mitzdarif. Because the Gemara's whole Chilik between Mummer and the case of Chatzis Zayis Hedid became a Nasi and Chatzis Zayis again is only because a Nasi is a Baris Suri carbon and a Mumer is not. But that much the Gemara brings a Raya that if the carbon becomes Pasul, the two Chatzis Zayis won't be Mitzdarif. So by Mumer itself, a Chatzis Zayis before the Amara and a Chatzis Zayis after the Amara won't be Mitzdarif. Karenari also says very interesting. He says, L'chari, he holds as another Nafgimina. L'chari, that's Pashit. If someone ate a whole Chatzis of Chelev when he's a Hedyot, and another Kazayis Echelv is a Nasi, but it's Behelem Echot. Normally, two Kazayis Echelv and Behelem Echot, you bring one carbon. But here, the first Kazayis was Mechayiv Kisvasira. The second Kazayis Mechayiv Asar. Avadar Alacha is that he brings two Karbanis. Mechayhuah then, if he eats a Kazayis of Echelv when he's a Nasi, and then he becomes Ais Nasi, he's another Kazayis Echelv, Behelem Echot, Avadar will bring two Karbanis. I have to bring the Kazayis when he's a Nasi is Mechayiv Asar. The Kazayis when the head is Mechayiv Kisser Sira. So he brings two Karbanis. We'd see if he eats a Kazayis Echelah before he's a Nasi, he becomes a Nasi, and then he's Avim Nisusai, and he eats another Kazayis Echelah, all Behelam Echad. He wasn't Noid on the first Kazayis until he ate the second Kazayis. He says that should be Tali in the Shail of the Gemara. If the two half of Kazayis are Mitzdarif, so Kumtais is returning to the original Natsiv. So Vaita, the two Zeis Echelv will be called Behelam Echad, and that would be considered two Zeis Echelv, Behelam Echad, and Mel will be one carbon. Now Shengen, if the two Zeis Echelv won't be Mitzdarif and will be Potter, the two Chatzoy Zeis, I mean, won't be Mitzdarif and be Potter, so who would then if he's two Zeis Echelv, Behelam Echad, one before he became a Nasi, one after he was Avim and Ziusai, so Chay would bring two Karbanis, as always like the, Pashas, he didn't see this then anyway, but that's what you come out. And now let's see the next Sugya. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Ezu nasi zemelech shenemar mikol mitzvos Hashem alakav shein al gabav el Hashem alakav." A nasi zemelech, because it says mikol mitzvos Hashem alakav, his God. That means that there's no one else on top of him except for Hashem alakav. The Gemara learns that from Gzeirah Shava. The Gemara says, "Tanar bana nasi yachal nasi shevet kenachshem menem in adav tamloy mikol mitzvos Hashem alakav." And it says, Lama Nili is Shem Lakov, Malahalan Shein Agav Velashem Lakov, Af Nasi Shein Agav Velashem Lakov. So the Gemara is Mavur, that if it wouldn't be for this Hashem Lakov, you would say Nasi, Nasi Shev, it's also a Nasi. So the Karen Erev was Mustapik. He says, what if you have a Nasi Shevet, which doesn't have a Melech on top of him? L'chayr it's Mashmeh, he wouldn't be Chayiv in a Sir Nasi. You don't need a din melech. You don't need a shem melech. Even a nasi is called a nasi. Navas, a nasi kenachshen had on top of him someone else. Moshe Rabbeinu was the melech. And Mamela, the nasi kenachshen wasn't good enough. But if let's say there would be no melech, even though he's just a nasi, as long as there's no one else on top of him, so he would bring a sire. And the Gemara says that the Malchei Yisrael, Malchei Bizdav, and Elam Bivin Latzim, Elam Bivin Latzim. You don't have to be a Melech on the whole Klai Yisrael. Malchei Bizdav was only a Melech on two Shvatim. Malchei Yisrael only on the rest of the Shvatim. But still, they both bring a Sire. Elamai, maybe you'll say that no, you need a Din Melech. Shaina Gavvel, Hashem Alakav is just a Giloy that the Nasi means a Melech. But you need a Din Melech. But the Gemara Lechar is also, but we're not that way. Because the Gemara says, he said, me, Rebbe, does he bring a sar? And the Gemara says, Amlai Ritzarascha b'bavel. That you have a Reish Kalusa in Bavel. And the Gemara explains that even though Malchei David and Malchei Beis David, Malchei Yisrael, Elavil Atzim, Elavil Matzim, but he was kafuf to the one above. The one above was stronger than him. He was Al Gabov. So Chayi, you see even more clear, because Rebbe didn't have a Din Melech. There was no Din Melech. He had a Nasi. It was a Nasi. It was a Reish Bezdin. But you see that as long as you don't have a gaba vel Hashem alakav, you bring your sar. Then the Karenei was bothered. Taisus the Sanhedrin, he says in one teretz, in the second perek, he says that Achav, this kasha was, why wasn't Achav allowed to take the kerem of Novais? He says this din of Parashas HaMelech, the kosher shenisku of Parashas HaMelech, the Melech could take everything, could take all the sadis and the krumim, and he could take the women for cooks, and he could take the bachrim for his army. All that is only said by a melech. It's a melech on Yehud and Yisrael, the whole thing. And this Gemara is mashmano, that even if you're not a melech on the whole thing, you have a din melech. So he clears to say that even if he doesn't have a din melech, he doesn't have a din that he's melech, but l'maisa b'mitzias he's a melech, thus alein is genug. B'mitzias he's a melech is also good enough. So Achav wasn't allowed to be a melech. He didn't have all the dinim of Parshas HaMelech, but Metzias he was a melech. Klal Yisrael was Mekabalim as a melech. But Metzias was Ein Al Gabav Vel Hashem Alikav. And he says he has a right to that Yisrael. It's not telling the din, it's telling the Metzias. Because it says in the Yerushalmi that David HaMelech, all the days he was running away from Avshalom, he didn't have a din to be Meskab of Yisrael. The Shaila is why not? David was Nimshach Meshem and Mishkav, and David was a melech. The fact that Avshalom was Meir didn't make him a Melech. Elamai, it's not only if in Din you're a Melech. It's only if Metzias it's Ein Al Gabav El Hashem Alakav. But he had a kasha on that from another Yishalmi. That the Yishalmi says that the Malchi Yisrael after Yehu, all the Malchi Yisrael after Yehu ben Nimshi, they didn't have a din of a sar. Because his Belistius Netlu. Till Yehu ben Nimshi, that was told by a Navi. The Navi told Achav b'nei Ribeim, Yeshuach al Kisei Hashem, you're going to have kings, b'nei Ribeim. The Navi told him, Hashem Hashem, Vaisitsu was done, Maskam of Hashem. So Mamela, that's why they would bring a sar. Mashengen Yehu ben Nimshi. Was there any Ballistius? The Abisha never said that should be a Melech. They just took over. So they took over. So that wasn't good enough to bring a sar. So tied it to Karanur. So there you see Faket. There you see that even though B'mitzias, it was Ein Al Gav Hashem Alakav, they were the Melech. But since it was Ballistius, it wasn't Alpidin, the male, they don't have a din of a sar. So it doesn't resolve it clearly. What's the din of Ein Al Gav Hashem Alakav? Is that totally in a din, that in a din you're a melech? Or is that totally in the Metzias? The Karinari doesn't resolve it totally. But I think like this. First of all, in this Etzim Shail, if you need a din melech or not, L'chari, that is right. L'chari, the Gemara by Rebbe is Mavur, that you don't need a din melech, as long as L'maisa, you're in charge, you're the boss, and there's no one on top of you. That also gives you a din that you bring a sar. But even being a boss, it could be in two ways. It could be al pi alacha. Al pi alacha, everyone has to listen to you. Anasi also has a din al pi alacha. Reish Bezdin, whatever the case was, Reish Galusa, he's a dinim al pi alacha. People have to listen to that. But if no one al pi alacha has to listen to you, that's what it says in the Yishalmi, that all the malachim from Yehu ben Nimshi doesn't count. Because Ballistius is not Lou. Even though the Metzias, people had to listen to them, they had an army. They were strong men. But it didn't matter. Because since Al-Pi Halacha, they didn't have to, so they don't bring a sar. But Le'in the Chisa, the Karinari is right. even if al pi halacha they do have to listen to you, but mitzias are not listening to you, you also don't bring a sar. And that's the pshat in the Yerushalmi, that David HaMelech, when he ran away from Avshalom, didn't bring a sar. Because you need both things. I'm saying there's two in yonah. First of all, do you need a din melech be'etzim? No. You need that al pi halacha, you're in charge and there's no one on top of you. And even if you're not in charge of the whole Klal Yisrael, as long as you're in charge of a chelik of Klal Yisrael and no one's on top of you, that's good enough. Now, do you need that al pi halacha, you're in charge, or b'metzias, you're in charge? Zagich Lateri says you need both. You need say that al pi halacha, you're in charge, and say that b'metzias, you're in charge. Let's say al pi halacha, you're in charge, you're a melech, or you're a nasi, or you're in charge, and it's ein al gabav. But b'metzias, no one's listening to you. So that doesn't count. And the Rai is from David HaMelech, when he was running away from Avshalom, even though al-Pi HaLach he was in charge, but no one was listening to him. The Rambam in Pesh Mishnah Yisrael says this. The Rambam says, Alashin, why by a Kayim Mashiach that's Avim Mishichusai, he still brings a par, and the Sar that's Avir doesn't. He says, Mashiach Avim Mishichusai, we spoke about this in the previous Shia. He says, because the Shem and Nimshuk Shanim Shavayin Mevato Maseyu. They never get, never's gone. But he says, but Nasi, Ein Lein Gedul El Kishvit Svasei Nasis. He only has Gedul when people listen to him. So they have to actually listen. That's why when Avshalom was being married and David, even though David was Avada a Melech, Alpidini was a Melech, and Metzias he wasn't a Melech. But then you have the other Yishalmi, that all the Malachim from Yehu ben Nimshi on don't have a din of a sar, even though ben Metzias they were a Melech, because Alpidini they weren't a Melech. You need both. I think it's very meduik in the words of the Rambam, in Hilchos Shgagos, Perek Desvav, Alach Evav. The Rambam says, Ezu Nasi Amu B'Teira, Zem Melech, she'ein l'vishus la'adam Yisrael, ve'ein l'malim minim machus l'shem melechav. He's marich a drop. He says, she'ein l'vishus la'adam Yisrael, ve'ein l'malim minim machus l'shem melechav. Ve'ein shoy meis David, and Mishai shifte Yisrael. V'boyim l'achim rabim, v'nechem eivichaver, kolechem eivichem eivichaver, she'ein gosay. But the point is, it has to be, ein l'vishus la'adam Yisrael, ve'ein l'malim minim machus l'shem melechav. What's his two things? He's saying two things. Ain olav rishus l'adam Yisrael and ain l'malam in a mechusa l'shem l'kav. So I think ain olav rishus l'adam Yisrael means b'metzias. No one in Yisrael b'metzias has rishus over him. He's not kofef to anyone. That's a metzias. And ain l'malam in a mechusa l'shem l'kav. That's the din. That's the din. That ain l'malam imenu. But you need both. And the makar is in the Yishalmi. The makar that you need, that the halacha is that no one has, as is above you, is from Yehu ben Nimshi. And the Makar that you need, the Messiah, no one should be above you, is because the David, that was Baruch from Avshalom. That's what I think the Pshat is. Agav, the Rambam says, Ein ol v'shus la'odem Yisrael, the Me'imi Redis Medayik, the Magen Gibayim, and the Hari Gever bring this, that if a guy is on top of you, that doesn't count. And so if you have a Melech Yisrael, let's say, that's completely kafef to a Goyish Melech, he still brings a Sar. As long as there's no one else all of me Yisrael, that's also good enough. And there are some Rebbe, because Rebbe was in times of Golos, and either Rebbe was in Gans and Kavuf to Antoninus, but still that alone wouldn't have impacted it from Messiah. The only telling right Shereska Babavu, because of Reish Kalusa, because like the Rambam says, you need Ainolai all of me Yisrael. And now let's start the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ve'ezu Mashiach, who's a Kayim Mashiach? A Mashiach B'Shem and a Mishcha. Has to be a Kayin which had Mashicha B'Shem and a Mishcha, V'loya Meruba B'Begadim. And not a Kayin Gadol which was Meruba B'Begadim, Rashi explains. And in Bayis Rishon they still had the Shem and a Mishcha. So they were Meshach the Kahanim Gadol and B'Shem and a Mishcha. But in Bayis Sheni they no longer had the Shem and a Mishcha. But there still was a Din Kayin Gadol. The Gemara learns that from a Pasuk. Then even after there's no Shem and a Mishka, there's a din of Ruba Begadim, it becomes a Kayin Gadol, like they Ruba Begadim. But this din of Par Kayin Mashiach is only by a Kayin Mashuach and not by Ruba Begadim. Ein ben Kayin Mashuach b'Shem and a Mishka Ruba Begadim and l'par abo'a kol mitzvahs. The only difference in halacha between the Kayin Mashuach b'Shem and a Mishka and the Kayin that's Ruba Begadim is the par abo'a kol mitzvahs, which is only by Mashuach b'Shem and a Mishka and not by Ruba Begadim. And then the Gemara goes on, Ein ben kayin mishamish l'kayin she'omer el l'pariyah mikipurim v'asir seifa. The difference between an active kayin gadol and kayin gadol who's no longer the acting kayin gadol is only in regard to who brings the pariyah mikipurim and who brings the asir seifa every day, the minchas chavitim. But Zev is a Shav Maveris Yom Kippurim. They both are kasher to do Avodah Yom Kippurim, which is only by Kohen Gadol. They're both Mitzvah and Besula, Asur and Almana. They both have the Chiyuv to marry a Besula, and they're not allowed to marry an Almana. And they're both Einam Etam Mekreveim. They don't have a Din to Miskreveim, Leperim, Leperim, Umahajim Mitzech, Umahzirim Mitzech. So he already spoke in the Shir on Daf Tes that the Achreinim, the Karen Oyrim, and the to Re'evan, asked the Kasha this from Tayyiz and Yuma Daf Yudayz and Mibayz. He says, B'shem the Yishalmi, that a Kohen Gadol is Nisman and Bepev and Nistalik Bepev. So a Kohen Gadol could become Ois Kohen Gadol. So what's the Pshat? That here it says that he's not Ois Kohen Gadol. He still has all the Dine Kohen Gadol, with the exception of the Chiyuv to bring a Pariyam Mikipurim and the Asiris Eifa. So he said three Mahalchim. One was the Chassam Sefer that makes the chilah between Meshuach, B'Shem, and Mishkan and Merub Megadim. Meshuach, B'Shem, and Mishkan remain a Kohen Gadol forever, as opposed to Merub Megadim. You're going to have to say a Shtikl Deichik, that Lefi Zeh, when it says, Ein Ben Kayim Meshamish L'Kayin Sha'avar, it would dafka mean a Kayin which is Meshuach, B'Shem, and Mishkan Sha'avar. But Merub Megadim Sha'avar would no longer be a Kohen Gadol at all. And we also said, the Chazay Nish, that Taisus is just saying it could be nostalgic bepeh, meaning you could make him ice kain gadol. But a kain sha'avar means that they never made him ice kain gadol. He's just no longer the active kain gadol, like the Rambam says, because of mum, or because of zikna. He is not the official kain gadol. But nevertheless, no one made him ice kain gadol. But if the Bezdin would actually make him ice kain gadol, so then he would be ice kain gadol. And then we also said there are Chaim, that Taisus just means it's not a bepev and it's not a bepev, that he's no longer the active Kohen Gadol. And the Taisus there was going on the din of Dalet Begadim, and there Abchaim is saying that Benigeya, whether Avaid is B'Shmeina Begadim or Ba'arba Begadim, that's not telling Kedushas Kohen Gadol. Even if he has Kedushas Kohen Gadol, as long as he's not the active Kohen Gadol, he'd be Meshamish B'Dalet Begadim, if you would be Mesalakim Bepev. Well, Agabi, all these dinim of Avodah Yom Kippurim, Amana Besula, the din of Kraven, the din of Priyu Prima, and Machzir Mitzech, that's telling the Kedushas Kohen Gadol, and that you can't take off no matter what. We'll speak about this a drop more again in Daf Yud Beis. But one Hara, the Mishnah says, Ein Ben Kayim Meshuach B'Shemen and Mishkel Urim Begadim Ala Parah Baal Kol Mitzvahs. So Rashi says, Shemru begadim ainen mevi paralam davar loy mishaloi veloy mishal tzibur. Ela mevi kisvei siri diyachet. Amru begadim does not bring a paralam davar loy mishaloi veloy mishal tzibur. The Shalas, what does Rashi mean when he says that he doesn't bring mishal tzibur, a paralam davar? The Be'er Sheva says he doesn't mean that he doesn't bring the paralam davar shal tzibur. That he could bring, because the Be'er Sheva says, the Taris Kainim says, that the actual akravis parhelam davish l'tzibur, even a kain hedi could do. And even the actual akravis par kain mashiach a kain hedi could do. The yisayin adavar is the chiv carbon of par kain mashiach is dafka kain mashiach. In other words, if a merub begadim does a chait, there's no din kain mashiach by him. He brings a kiss to seira, you don't need halam davar mashiach yismach, so he doesn't have a din of kain mashiach. Legade, if he does a chait, then he'd be mechuyiv a par. But when we're discussing that krava of the parallel davar shel tzibur, which anyway the Kohen Gadol doesn't bring, it's not a chiyuv for him to bring. It's a chiyuv on Bezdin or on the tzibur, like we explained in the first parak. He just would have to do the actual avodah in it. But it's not li'kuva. It says, v'lokach ha'kayin ha'mashiach, it says, by parallel davar shel tzibur as well. But that's only l'chatchila. But the avodah, even a kain henyit is good enough. So the Be'er Sheva's Malchik and Rashi, he's saying that the Kain Mashiach is not Mechuyiv, his own Parhelim, his own Parakayim Mashiach, nor is a Chait from the Kain Mashiach in Mechayiv the Tzibur to bring a carbon. It's a bit schwer. What would be the Havamina of a Parakayim Mashiach coming Mishal Tzibur? The Chaknasim points out that Rashi and Daf Yudayz and Medayz, Diva Masko Polgalei Bechada, also says, Dila Rav Meir, Savar, Meru begadim mevi parabal kalmitzis the hainu parhelam davar shel tzibur. Clearly, Lechayr is talking about a parhelam davar shel tzibur. So, Rakhnazan says that the emesis is an afanam achleikis rishainim, an afanam achleikis in taisis, in yumadafnan zayin. Because the Gemara says in Yom Adaf and Zayin, Blaz Rav Shimon, the discussion there was, when they do the Zrika of the Parhelm Dov Shetzibur, the Parakayim Mashiach, when they do that Zrika, and it says you do it towards the Pareches, does it actually go on the Pareches? Or does it go on the floor in front of the Pareches? The Rabbanim there said that it goes on the floor in front of the Pareches, it doesn't touch the Pareches. And the Blaz Rav Shimon said that I saw the Pareches in Rome, and there was on it blood. Vice dice, the Zrika was done in a way that it touches the Pareches. So Taisus asked the following question. He says, how could there be have been blood from a par helam davish latzibur or a par kayim Mashiach on the Pareches m'manavshach? In the Bayesheni, there was no Mashiach. There was no Mashiach Mulchama. And there was no Mashiach B'Shem and the Mishka, I mean. In the Bayesheni, there was no Mashiach B'Shem and the Mishka. There was no Shem and the Mishka. So they could not have brought a par kayim Mashiach or a par helam davish latzibur. And in the Bayesh Rishon, he says, there was no Pareches. There was a door. The Pareches was in the Bayis Sheni. There was a door in the Bayis Rishon. So the Rivah himself says that it was in the Bayis Rishon, and like the Gemara says in other places, they did have a door in the Bayis Rishon, but they had a Pareches in front of the door, like we have by Naran Kedesh, it's both a door and a Pareches. But you see clearly that the Rivah Emdon, that they couldn't bring a Parhelim Davish El Tzibur in Bayis Sheni because they had no Kayim Mashiach. And Taisa says, no. Taisa says, I just can't bring a Par Kayim Mashiach. But you could bring a parhelm davish l'tzibur, and he brings a teres kainim that says that even a kain hedit could be makriv the parhelm davish l'tzibur. But you see clearly that the Rivah didn't hold that way. So the Chak Nasan says, why should we machik in Rashi? Rashi Avada holds like the Rivah. They need a kain mashiach to bring it. What does Rashi and the Rivah do with the teres kainim? It's a kasha. The Chak Nasan says that the sugin kedushin. The Haflam Zayin is mashma that you need Dafka Kayim Mashiach, so maybe the Bavli argues on the Teres Kayinim. Ma'al Kopanim, he names on it some Achleikis. That Avada the Shita Sari, in Yuma Dafna Zayin, it's also in Megillah Dafta Samadays, and other places, that Avada any Kayin could be Makriv the carbon, Sai the Par Kayim Mashiach, Sai the Par Helam Dav Vashatzibar, any Kayin could do it, the Din, then a Kayim Mashiach has to actually do the Avada Sakarbin, is only Lechetchila. So Mela, when this Mishnah says, par abal kol mitzvah, it means dafka the chiv par, that only a Kayim Mashiach has a chiv to bring a par kol mitzvah, so it's not negated to parhel davish tzibur at all. But Rashi in the Rivah holds that no, that it means that par abal kol mitzvah needs that the Avedah should be done with the Kayim Mashiach, dafka Kayim Mashiach, not a Reuben begadim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.